Maru naam Neil cha.
Like, how can someone work for Neil Patel?
Yeah, I'm gonna end up coming to Bangalore.
What is up, everybody? This is Piyush Kukreja, and you're listening to The Piyush Kukreja Show. The Piyush Kukreja Show.
Today with me is the legend himself, the definition of digital marketing, Neil Patel. And I don't think Neil Patel needs any introduction. His name is enough to introduce himself. So today with me is Neil Patel. So welcome to the show, Neil. Thank you so much for accepting my invite.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So I have a couple of questions for you. So all of my questions are some frequently asked questions on internet about digital marketing. So who better than a legend to answer these questions?
I don't know if I'm the legend or I'm great, but, you know, appreciate
you. You're greatest of all time. You won't believe me and many of my friends, or almost everybody in my friend circle, started learning digital marketing through your blog, which is neilpatel.com.
Thank you.
Yeah. So number one question was a little basic, like, what's the best way to start career in digital marketing in 2020? Like, what are some best ways to learn digital marketing? What should a beginner choose? SEO, Google Ads, email marketing, things like that.
So I wouldn't necessarily say a beginner should choose a specific channel like SEO, pay-per-click, et cetera. Let's go back a little bit. Before Facebook was built off of email invites, do you remember getting those emails saying your friend invited you to join Facebook?
Yes. Yeah.
Dropbox grew through the viral loop, share on social media, sites like Yelp and Pinterest massively grew through SEO. But the days of creating a big business through one channel are pretty much over. It's hard. Good channels are very saturated. So these days you have to get good at a lot of different channels. And the best way to learn them isn't to read. I know I have a blog on digital marketing. Reading isn't bad, but still the best way to learn is start your own website, implement the strategies that you're learning. Reading about theories and strategies and concepts is one thing, but implementing them is a whole another thing. So you need to really not just read, but you need to implement and test on your own website.
Okay, awesome. That's a great advice. Like, you mean we need to implement things. Digital marketing is not about reading or watching videos. It's about reading, learning, then applying on our own website, blog, and business.
Right.
That's
and the reason I say your own website is you can do whatever you want. Another person's website, you got to ask for permission. It's going to take you forever to learn. Do it with your own website and do it on a subject that you're passionate about. So go create a website that you love, that you're passionate about. And then just go from there and try to market and make it popular. It doesn't matter if it makes money. Just start off that way.
Awesome. That's a great answer. And next question is like you started like many years back, like you started learning, like doing digital marketing. Now you are like greatest of all time. So how would you start digital marketing in 2020 right now from scratch, zero money, no prior experience as a pure beginner? How would Neil Patel start?
So I would start by what we just talked about. I would create my own website. I would start writing content myself. And then once I write content, I would do two things. One is everyone I link to in my content, to cite sources, stats, data, I would email them telling them, asking them to share my content. Then I would go on Twitter and search for all the people who have shared similar content, email them asking them to share my content. And then the third thing I would do is I would go and see who links to my competition and other similar articles and just do email outreach and ask them to link back to me. It's a pain in the butt, requires tons of work, a lot of time, but it works.
Okay, awesome. And next question is like a little bit controversial, I can say. You know, a lot of people who are into paid marketing, they believe and they always tell like, you don't need to do SEO, SEO is dead, it requires a lot of time. And nowadays in 2020 and AI 21, SEO will not work. This is not what I'm telling. This is a lot of paid marketers are telling. I heard this. So what do you think how you like to bust this myth of this? Like, is SEO dead and what do you see the future of SEO?
So Microsoft said the number one skill set that marketers need is SEO for the future. So that was in a recent report to give you an idea of the power of SEO. Now, it doesn't mean that paid advertising is bad. Ideally, you should do paid advertising, SEO, email marketing, social media marketing, content marketing, all the channels you can, because if something can drive sales and is cash flow positive or ROI positive, who cares? Spend everywhere. It's like someone telling me Taboola and Outbrain suck. I know a lot of people who spend $1 million a month on Taboola and Outbrain and make a positive ROI. It doesn't really matter what we think. If it's driving a positive ROI, you should try it out and use it. If you can make Pinterest ads work, try it out and use it. If you can make a viral loop work, try it out and use it. If you can make push notifications work, try it out and use it.
Okay, it's like testing things. If you believe this works, we need to test it without judgmenting things. We need to spend some money, then test it and see how the market is responding. Awesome.
Correct, because the moment you think only one channel is the best or that's it, your growth is going to be limited. The people who experiment and try new things are the ones who are going to grow the most.
Awesome. And Neil, as you know, nowadays pandemic is going on, COVID-19 everywhere, all around the globe, US, also in India. So a lot of marketers are losing job. In my personal circle, a lot of my friends are losing job or their jobs are in danger. A lot of agencies are losing clients. Also, a lot of our businesses in India especially are getting shut due to this COVID-19. So how should we deal with this? What's your best advice? What are some do's and don'ts for the marketers specifically in the COVID area?
Sure. So if you're a marketer, you're good at getting traffic. Why not start your own affiliate site and start monetizing and making money? You know, like... Sorry about that, but why not just start your own site and start making money? It's the easiest things to do. And I don't know why people don't end up doing that. Like, I know so many people in the affiliate space who are doing, 10, 20, 50, 100 mil, 100,000 a month, and some even more. Look at Jit, who introduced us, right?
Yeah,
he's an affiliate, and he does well from it. It's just like, you can control your own destiny. There's still tons of opportunities out there right now.
Yeah, so it's like we need to find the opportunities. Some opportunities are not gone, but new are coming, and many new opportunities are coming. So we need to fetch the opportunities.
Exactly.
Awesome. So next question would be like, we are doing this podcasting. I've been since 2 years. So you also have a podcast. So what do you think? What's your take on podcasting? How do you see podcasting in the next 5 years? And do you think it is worth investing our time?
Sure. So I definitely think podcasting is worth it. It's exploding. It hasn't exploded yet in India, from what I can see in the research. But I think within 5 years, it'll explode in India.
Exactly. In India, like podcasting, like, you know, YouTube in 2014 and 15, still awareness is going on. And next question might be a most common question into your DMs and emails. Google changes algorithm. Again, Google changes algorithm. Keep on changing algorithms like crazy. So how someone can deal with this changing Google algorithms?
Focus on the user. Okay, so Google's goal isn't to create an algorithm that says you should be number one, you should be number two because we like you better. Google's goal is to make an algorithm that puts the websites at the top that users love the most, not the ones that are keyword rich or have the most links. It's specifically what the users love the most. Think of it this way. If they put websites at the top based on metrics that users didn't care for, and they put websites at the top that users hated, do you think people would keep going back to Google and using them? No, they would switch and start using Bing. Yeah. So in the short run, don't worry about algorithms. In the long run, what you need to do is focus on the user, obsess about them, do what's best for them, because in the long run, that'll help you rank higher. I know that sounds, you know, a bit cliche and silly, but it's true. If you create the best experience, you'll build a bigger brand, you'll naturally get more backlinks, you'll naturally get social shares. All these things can help you with your rankings.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's really right.
And you improve your speed, so that way it's a better experience for users. Again, it helps. You try to remove silly pop-ups and things that clutter the experience right when they enter your website. You know, again, people will love you more. Should help with rankings in the long run. All those kind of things help. You create amazing content that people love. They'll keep coming back. Again, Google likes that, right? It's put the user first.
Yes. So it's like about, we should do what user wants, like fast speed, good content, engaging content, and it should be user friendly. Awesome. And how does Neil Patel deal with Google algorithms? Let's suppose any of your website or page goes down on the second page. So what are the two things you do to get it up?
Sure. So I look at who else is ranking for that keyword that I was used to rank for. And I look at their pages and I see what they did and I make sure that mine is better.
Awesome. That's.
I literally would just go in and make mine 5-10 times better.
Okay, that's a great piece of advice.
And then once I do that, what I'll do is I'll start testing and surveying, like user testing and surveys, and get feedback on my pages versus the other competition, and get user feedback, get them to tell me what they think, and then keep adjusting and tweaking.
Okay, it's like you will be doing competitor research and checking out what they're doing, and how they are ranking, plus feedback, user feedback, what they want.
Awesome. Correct.
And you know, like you also run a blog, neilpatel.com. So a lot of people are doing blogging. So there are a lot of ways to monetize your blog to make money. So what's the best way, one best way to monetize your blog?
One of the best ways is through affiliate links. Another easy way to monetize your blog is you collect emails and then you can sell ebooks, info products, you can sell services, you can sell physical products. These are all options. I know people do everything. I know some people make a killing off of affiliates, some people make a killing off of e-commerce, some people make a killing off of, you know, lead generation or services, like it ranges.
Yeah. So, you know, nowadays, look, any youngsters coming to digital marketing or anybody who is also, you know, directly thinking to start a digital marketing agency or they have a goal to start a digital marketing agency. So what do you think as a pure beginner, should we go for a job, do a job for some years or freelancing for some years, then start an agency, or directly we should start a digital marketing agency? What do you think?
So you cut out there. You said, I heard the second part. Should you work for a digital marketing agency or start one? What was the question?
Yeah. Question was, a lot of people have a goal to start a digital marketing agency. So should we do a job first or freelancing a couple of years, then start an agency, or directly start a digital marketing agency without any doing job or something?
No, I would recommend doing a job first. The reason being is you'll learn. See, even if you're really good at marketing, you may not understand sales. You may not understand how to get the customers. You may not understand the processes. You may not understand how to reduce client churn and client success. You may not understand how to really optimize and set up your account services department. But working for another agency first, you'll learn what works so that way you can replicate.
Awesome. So quick three or four SEO questions. Like, do you think FAQ works for SEO? Should we have an FAQ section in our blog or website?
FAQ, you're talking about the FAQ page schema, or are you talking about something else?
Like in general, FAQ.
Having an FAQ page, I don't look at it as SEO. I look at it as if people have questions, you should try to answer them. So through support, FAQ, text, blog post, whatever it may be to help people out.
Okay. Next question is, do you think the schema rating is really helpful, and does it really help in ranking of a website in 2020?
I think schema markup does, because it helps with click-through rates from what we're seeing. Better click-through rates equals better rankings.
What are the three strategies to rank any new and fully fresh website on Google? Three strategies.
Sure. So the first one is build a brand. Eric Schmidt, the ex-CEO of Google, talked about how brands are the solution when it comes to SEO. Same with Matt Cutts, who is an ex-head of WebSpam. And what I mean, build a brand, is in marketing, it's a rule of seven. When someone sees your brand or interacts with it seven times, they're much more likely to remember it, purchase from it, become loyal, become an evangelist. So the way you leverage the rule of seven is simple. You collect emails, you send them out, you collect push notifications, subscribers, you send out messages, you blog on a regular basis, you go live on social media platforms, you post on these social platforms. Right, by constantly pushing content out there on different channels, you'll build up a brand. The more brand queries you get, what you'll find is the easier and the quicker you'll start ranking on Google. So that's the first thing. Takes a little bit of time, but it's definitely worth it. The second thing is produce amazing content. And what I mean amazing content is you don't have to produce a lot of content. I wouldn't go for frequency, I would go for quality, and just make sure your content is 10x better. Because if it's 10x better, you're much more likely to rank in the long run. The third thing is do a ton of email outreach. It's a lot of work. Most people will ignore your emails. They won't link back to you. Well, why can't you send out 500 emails, 1,000 emails? It's a numbers game and it really does work.
Okay, like reach out is the game. A lot of people understand that they reach out to 10 people, they get rejection and they don't do. But we need to do 500,000 and more emails to get more response, right? And next question. Yeah. Would be a most common question and like a demanding one from everybody. Like, how can someone work for Neil Patel, like as an intern or maybe an executive? What's the process?
Just email us and, you know, we'll submit it through our human resources or recruiting department and go from there.
Any specific email that you want to share?
If you just go to like our Neil Patel digital website, you can just reach us through the contact form.
Okay, amazing. Thank you for saying that. What's your best advice for someone who's getting started into digital marketing?
Best advice is to go and start your own website and test things out and try and learn and experiment. I would at least run one experiment a week.
Okay. So a couple of questions for you from your Indian followers and some of my friends. Should I ask?
Go for it.
Yeah. Thank you so much for permission. So Hardik Lashkari is an amazing content writer. He's asking, personal branding is already way of saturation. What does you see a next big thing or hot trend in digital marketing field?
Can you repeat the question? He said personal what?
Personal branding is already on its way of saturation. So what do you see next hot trend and big trend in digital marketing field?
So I think personal branding is still blowing up. It's harder to become a big personal brand, but you have to pick a niche. So like in the US, we have the Kardashians, right? They're known for just being famous. You need to pick a niche. You build a personal brand in personal development or e-commerce or digital marketing or beauty or makeup, whatever it may be. There's still a massive space for personal branding. You just got to pick a niche and be really great at it. And I think influencer marketing is actually going to go through the roof and explode within 5 years. Just look at India, right? So you have that. Is it Jio, the cell phone company?
Yeah, Jio. Yes.
How many celebrities has he used to blow up the company? You yeah, see like of... ads with like the Meet the Bachchan, yes. the Shah Rukh Khan, yes, yes. everyone, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Influencer marketing is going to explode within the next 5 years.
Yeah. Even the owner of Jio, you know, Ambani, he's the personal brand himself. A lot of people know.
Correct. Ambani. Huge personal brand.
Exactly.
I think he's the richest person in India.
Yeah. And top 10 in the world. So yeah. Great. And so Venki Kattari is asking like, what has been Neet Patel's driving force behind all of his successes? And now that most of the people consider him number one digital marketing in the world, what keeps Neil going?
I'll answer the what keeps me going first, and then you'll have to repeat the first part. But what keeps me going is I love what I do. If you're passionate about what you do, you just keep going and going, and you don't see it as work. And what was the first part?
First one was what is Neil Patel's driving force behind all of his success?
Passion. So it's the same thing. If you love what you do, you don't see it as work, and you just keep pushing forward and forward. So my passion by doing what I love keeps driving me forward, and it makes it where I don't get burned out. I don't need vacations. I don't need time off. I'll work on Christmas. I'll work on Diwali. I'll work on every single day. Why? Because I love what I'm doing.
Awesome. So it's all about passion. Yeah. And Soro Rana, also known as SEO Rana, is asking, what are the common and biggest mistakes you have found from your experience, which people do in SEO and hampers the rankings?
The biggest one is they don't update their content. So most people focus on writing new content. There's over a billion blogs on the internet, roughly one for every seven people. It's tons of content for Google to choose from. The people who update their content tend to do better throughout algorithm updates versus the people who don't.
All right. So Nikhil, as a gym trainer, he's asking, what are some best ways for fitness trainers to sell online training?
I would collect email lists, emails. And then when you collect your email, send people to a webinar. And then when you send them to a webinar, sell them on your webinar. If you go on YouTube and you type in Neil Patel webinar, you'll see examples. I even have a speech during Affiliate World Asia where I talk about how to sell through webinars. Copy that formula.
Okay, like email marketing, you're telling. Email is a...
Emails to webinars.
Emails to webinars. So should we do fitness webinars? Yeah.
Correct, but copy the format I use that I talk about during Affiliate World Asia. It's on YouTube. So you just literally copy it step by step.
Okay, so I will check it out and I will put the link in the description. Sarthak Singh is a copywriter. He's asking how to sell a high ticket product through a sales letter.
I wouldn't sell them through a sales letter. I would sell them through a webinar, just like the method I talked about. If you do a webinar, you can sell like $1,000 product. Maybe for the India market, you can do $200, $100, $300, which is quite a bit when you convert it into rupees.
Yeah. So one more question in this, like, you know, nowadays webinar is a little bit mainstream, specifically in India, because after the lockdown, there are thousands of people doing webinars. Every single day, people are seeing ads of webinar. Also, people are making memes of webinars just to like funny memes. So like, what do you think? Webinar is mainstream or not? Like, should we still do it?
You should still do it because people are making memes and you're seeing ads for them because they're working.
So yeah, got it.
You should just double down on them. They work so well. People make fun of them all the time here in the US and everyone's like, oh, they're old. But people still do it because they make money.
And people still attend.
Exactly. They attend actually now more than they ever did because of COVID.
Exactly. Yeah. So Preeti Sharma, she's a Facebook ad expert. She's asking, what are the best ways to sell ebooks?
I would sell them through webinars as well.
Okay.
So I wouldn't sell just an ebook. I would actually make it a course and have the videos and stuff like that. See, because the problem with ebooks is the perceived value isn't as high. So if it's very low price point, you can just sell it through a sales page. But if you want to make the most money, make it a course, make it a product, and then sell it through a webinar. But if you just want to sell an ebook for really cheap, like, you know, 299 rupees or 300 rupees, you can just sell it through a sales letter.
Okay, if it's cheap, then we can sell it to a sales letter, or else webinar is the key nowadays. So Krishna is asking, how will you drive sales without spending a penny if you had no existing experience anywhere? What channels and tactics will you use?
So here's one that works really well. Build up your social media audience, go live. And when you go live, think of like you have a captive audience. And when you educate and you help and you build that rapport, that connection, because they're on that live video for 20, 30 minutes, you can sell on video. We found it to be one of the best ways to sell that no one's doing.
Awesome. So Nero Hingu, he's a numerologist, he's asking how to acquire quality leads in the service sector.
How to find quality leads for the service sector? I would blog on whatever services that you're doing. So if you're doing marketing, you would blog on marketing, give away all the tactics. Some people will be like, oh, this is too much work, let me just hire you. If I'm doing accounting, I would blog on how to do accounting, save on taxes, and give them all the steps. And people will be like, oh, this is too much work, let me just hire you. And then you collect the leads through opt-ins, exit pop-up, sidebar opt-ins, call to actions within the top of the site. It all helps.
Awesome. I hope Nero got his answer. Shivangi is asking, what are the checklist of the legal, what are the checklist or the legal and necessary things to made in mail to build a digital marketing business, online business?
So the legal, I don't know. It's going to be different for each country and you're going to have to ask an attorney. But the big thing you need is you need traffic and you need an offer. And you know, the traffic, you can do it through paid content, whatever it may be. Your offer, you may think that this is what everyone wants to buy, but before you make your offer, you should talk to people, find out what they really want versus what they tell you they want. Because just because someone said they're going to buy it doesn't mean they will buy it when you release it. So you got to really find out what people's pain points are, their problems, and then release a product around that.
All right. So Anish Malhotra is the biggest fan. He's telling that, firstly, thank you for everything. Your blog was the only source of learning when he started back in 2014 and 15 to learn digital marketing and SEO. So he's thanking you. And his question is, when everyone around the world, like most of the people, 90% of the people, when they're doing personal branding and, you know, they're showing off their lifestyle, their cars, their fans, the lot of things, you know. So he's asking, is this caution effort? Why don't you are doing this? Like, is this a real Neil? Like very, you know, simple and sober, very different and amazing aura. You don't want to do this.
Like saying, why don't I show off homes and cars all that?
Yeah.
One, I don't have a lot of fancy stuff, but two, I don't care for it. Just be yourself. If that makes you happy, go and do it. I just don't care to do it.
Okay. Amazing.
What makes me happy is helping people, not buying a car. You know, it's like a car is a car. I'd rather take that money and create better content, give away more products, services for free and help people out. But you got to figure out what makes you happy. If that car makes you happy or a flying private jet makes you happy, then go and do that.
Yeah, but your goal is to help people. That's an amazing thing. And you're already helping with your blog, neilpatel.com. Awesome. Umair Qureshi, he's a 15-year young blogger from India. He's asking, is push notification still useful in 2020?
Very effective. It's one of my favorite strategies. No one wants to use it. I don't know why, but it works so well.
Any tool you want to share for push notifications?
The what?
Any tool for push notifications you want to share?
I use subscribers.com.
Subscriber.com. Okay. And let me ask you for 2-3 fast questions. Like any 3 of your favorite email marketing tools?
I love ConvertKit. I use that the most frequently.
ConvertKit. Okay. And like
HubSpot is not bad, although it's more expensive, and then MailChimp's okay.
All right. Like you, you're the man behind UberSuggest, amazing tool, free tool, SEO tool nowadays. Many people are using over in India as well. So like, why should someone use UberSuggest, and what's your next plan for UberSuggest?
You can do a lot for free. So the next, you know, why pay? And then I'm 90. And then if you want to pay, I'm 90%+ cheaper than the competition. So I'm going to release some more reports to make a better competitive analysis. I'm going to make it more usable. I'm going to keep releasing more in my extension for free. And then by the end of the year, I'm going to release free email, unlimited sends, unlimited contacts, 100% free. Because I'm like, email is just too expensive.
This is crazy. Like you're offering most of the things for free. That's crazy. Like that's the reason in India, like nowadays, people are only using UberSuggest. Like it's on top two, top three. That's it. Yeah. Next question is that, you know, Neil, like every 5 years or every 3 years, I can say every month, digital marketing is changing. Automation is also a place. So do you think automation is risking the job of digital marketers? Like will digital marketers lose their jobs?
No, they'll still need the marketers to implement the automation.
Okay, not even after 5 to 10 years?
Well, you have to keep fine-tuning and changing it. New channels come out. You know, like in the US, we have something called Alexa from Amazon. I think you have it in India as well.
Yes, yeah.
And it's, you know, eventually marketers will have to figure out how to market on Alexa. There's so many new channels coming up that you got to adapt to all of them.
Okay, it's like adaption. Many new channels will come and go, but marketers are not going anywhere. So digital marketers will stay there. No one's job is going. Awesome. That's great. So like you answered a lot of my questions like in 30 minutes and you provided a lot of value. And guess what, Neil? I started podcast 2 years back and you were on my list that my goal is to invite Neil Patel and other three experts. And I can say my goal is achieved today. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. You are being here. Thanks to Jitendra Vaswani as well. Because of him, we got connected. So I'm really grateful for him as well. Thank you so much, Neil, for being here. Any advice for Indian marketers?
There's so many Indian marketers that are brilliant, smart, hardworking. You guys should all consider starting your own websites. You guys would do well. And I also appreciate you guys having me. Thank you very much. India is an amazing place. If it wasn't for COVID-19, I would be there right now. I can't wait to come back to India.
We will super excited to, you know, host you in India. Whenever you will come, just let us know. Like I can say in one day, the tickets will be booked if you will be coming for the event or something.
Yeah, I'm gonna end up coming to Bangalore.
Bangalore, okay, yeah. That's it. So I will
one day I'm just coming there. So we have an office somewhere in Bangalore. I haven't seen it, but I want to end up coming soon. Where are you based? Mumbai?
Near Mumbai. It's Nasik, Maharashtra. It's near Mumbai. Yeah, awesome. So it was like I thought you got 30 minutes. So I asked a lot of questions. So I hope you enjoyed being part of my show. Like I'm really grateful for.
Thank you, appreciate it, and best of luck to you and everyone else in the Indian community. I hope you guys all stay safe, and sincerely, thank you guys for your time and your support.
Thank you so much, Neil, and Namaste from India. Anything you want to share in Gujarati? Any one line or two line before we end this?
What do you want me to say?
Anything like your best advice in Gujarati, like for digital marketers, please.
That's hard because I don't know all the terms. I can say something simple like Maru Nam Neelcha.
Okay, right? Awesome.
I can speak Gujarati, but just not, I don't know all the marketing terms in Gujarati, right?
Okay, so. Yeah, and Maru Nam Piyush, Dhanyavad Aap Show Pe.
I don't know you speak Gujarati.
No, I don't speak Gujarati. Like one of my best friend, Niro Hingo, is Gujarati. So, you know, today I told him, Neel Patel is Gujarati, please teach me 2 or 3 words of Gujarati. Still, yeah, I tried to speak.
Cool.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much again, Neil.
Take care.